Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, titling it this, God sees, he hears, and he moves. You know, Zechariah and Elizabeth were unable to conceive and have a child. Even so, they were righteous before God, and they were earnest in the way that they pursued him. We tend to loosen our grip when we lose heart, don't you think? If we're only pursuing God for what he gives us and not for who he really is, we will definitely miss the best parts of walking with him, of knowing him intimately, and of enjoying the fact that he really very much enjoys us. If we're only in it for what God can do for us, we'll never really mature in our faith. We'll experience lots of starts and stops, and we'll even live with one foot in and one foot out of the kingdom, which really is no life of faith at all. Jesus himself, he's our best gift, and we already have him. So in those areas of your life where you're sighing and you're waiting, the Bible says to let your requests be made known to God. Tell him what's on your heart. He invites you to do so. And then don't forget to thank him for what he's already done in your life. You can look around and you'll find blessings everywhere. You're standing now on answers to prayer you prayed some time ago. When the Bible says that when you do that, the Bible promises that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds as you trust in him. I want you to think about that. The peace of God guards your heart and guards your mind. So as you tell God what you need, and you thank him for all he's done, and you trust him with your whole heart, the peace of God will flood your soul. And as the peace of God floods your soul, you're more easy, or I should say better, at discerning when your thoughts go south, when your heart gets toxic. Staying in the peace of God is one of the greatest gifts we can give to ourselves. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. The Bible says to seek peace and pursue it. So once you've sought God for the desires in your heart, which he invites you to do, well, then lay those desires down at his feet and then press on to know him more. You've heard me say this before, but you know what? Any gift from his hand pales in comparison to the treasure of knowing his heart. And though we do have desires in our hearts, and though he does invite us to bring those desires before him, he's not a means to an end. He is the beginning and the end. He is our best gift, and we already have him. When we experience Jesus for who he is and we begin to realize that he is the greatest gift, we understand that we really lack no good thing. The Bible says he withholds no good thing from those who walk uprightly before him. So if you and I don't have it yet, whatever that it is, it's because it's just not time yet. It's not that God is slow to act. Sometimes it's that we're slow to respond, but also he's working in the hearts of others who would be impacted by the answer that we're longing for. He's working in circumstances, and he works all things together for the good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So there's so much at play when it comes to the desires of our heart, and he's always writing a bigger story than we can see at the moment. But either way, it's wise to pay attention to our hearts in the moment when God is not giving us what we want. It's in that time in between that we'll either naturally drift away from the things of God, or we'll intentionally press in and engage our faith, and we'll believe even more intently than ever that God will keep his promises to us, because that's who he is, that's how he is, that is what he does. Well, that's what Zechariah did. He was serving God in the temple one day, and as it happened. You know, someday I want to do a study in scripture on all those as it happened moments, because these were people who loved God, who were going about their daily business. And in one moment, their faith and their accumulated prayers intersected with God's timing and his will. This was one such moment. He was serving God in the temple. And as it happened, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary. And guess what? On that day, the Lord appeared to him. The Bible says Zechariah was greatly shaken. God made an announcement to him. Well, in the book of Isaiah, it says that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has in store for those who wait for him. He works for those who wait for him. He blesses those who wait for him. Zechariah had been faithfully serving God all the while with a deep longing in his heart. And in this moment, God met to him and announced to him that the answer was forthcoming. You know, in those places of not yets, we need to dare to ask ourselves, what's happening in my heart? Am I drifting? Am I losing heart and losing hope? Or am I engaging and pressing in with holy expectancy? Because I know that these desires are important to me and they're important to God. Even more important is God himself, and I already have him. When you press in like Zechariah and Elizabeth did, and you follow God anyway, even when you're not getting what you want, you've got to know that your faith is absolutely precious to God. He sees, he hears, and when the time is right, he will move on your behalf. Here's one more thought as I was reading through chapter 1 of the Gospel of Luke. The angel Gabriel appears to Mary, and he announced that she would conceive a son, and that he would be the Savior of the world. He also said this, "What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say that she was barren." Listen to that again. "People used to say that she was barren, but she has conceived and is now in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God." What might God do in your life in the days ahead? Try to picture yourself a year from now, 2 years from now, standing on promised land that you almost couldn't even have imagined, but you trusted God for. What did people used to say about you? That's no longer true because God intervened. Well, Mary said this to the angel Gabriel, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you've said about me come true." I dare you to make that declaration before the Lord, because there's no doubt that you and I have self-limiting beliefs and we have God-limiting beliefs. And there's no doubt that the kingdom is more far-reaching than we once imagined. So what if you pray, "Lord, I'm your servant. May everything you said about me, things I haven't even heard yet, may they all come true." That takes courage. That takes faith. Jesus loves you, friend, and he sees your humble heart, and he sees how you trust him with those deep desires of your heart. Never wonder if he's for you, because he absolutely is. He sees, he hears, and at the right time, he will move on your behalf. For nothing is impossible with God. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can become a supporter today at myfaithradio.com.